This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.
Hey, everybody. We're doing it. It's back. This is Getting Doug with High, and you saw his name fly through space, so it's not going to be a surprise when I say it. But our guest, most frequent guest on the program, you've set a record 4 times. It's your 4th appearance. Todd Glass, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Before the show started, Todd and I were just chatting comedy clubs, and I think we always have a lot to talk about because we both are very picky about... you know, how comedy clubs are set up and how the show is put on and, you know, stuff like, you know, the green room door shouldn't be right next to the stage.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? But they can't change that. They can't rebuild the place. But if they'd asked us before they built the place.
Or the sound booth is has 4 walls around it. It's hard to get a read. The guy doing the sound.
Right.
But we did also give your would you say the people who come out to see you from this show? I'm repeating exactly what I just said. I said, they're great. A lot came out to the show in Philadelphia, and they were awesome. And I said, they know how to chill. You know what I mean? They just come, they hang out after the show, but everybody is just hanging, and they're great. They're awesome. I was like, I said to the other comedian, I'm like, I fucking love, it was like 4 a.m. We hung out till 4 a.m. We all went and got sandwiches afterwards. I get this outdoor place. And then when everybody parted ways, I was like, how fucking cool were those people? You know, it was a lot of fun. You have good people, Doug.
I have a good time every time I go there. I got to get something else on the books.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up a bad subject. I'm just kidding.
But so far, you seem to be, first of all, you're not high right now.
I haven't smoked in 3 days. And last night, I was on the fence about it, and I went, I'm going to do the show tomorrow. Let me just wait till then, because it definitely when you clean your system out for 3 days, it's crazy.
You're going to get really high today.
Every time I wait 3 days to smoke and then I do, it's such a payoff that it inspires me to do it. Like, it was tempting last night. I was like, I felt like it, but I went, and I didn't. I got through it.
I'd love to know what the exact, I guess it might differ with every person, but it'd be nice to just know, have your own chart. Like, if you stop for 2 days, that's the... You know what I mean? Like, because like if I stop for 2 weeks, am I wasting my time? Would that high after 2 days been just as good as after 2 weeks?
Well, I can answer that.
Like,
maybe.
You came up with 3 days somehow. I don't know.
I think even 2 days sometimes it gets out of your system. And by the way,
what about a couple hours? What do you think? How do you think that'll do me?
Hey, by the way,
I do quit for a couple hours every once in a while. When I get back on, it's great.
Oh, you just stop, put it down
so
for an
good.
Hour.
Yeah.
And also, I had something to do afterwards, and I thought, oh, that's at 7:00. I'll be here. We're done at 5:00. And I thought about 3 hours ago, I canceled it. And now I'm in
smart.
Just after this, I just can do whatever I want and then go out to dinner.
What'd you cancel?
Oh, that's not important. Okay. I canceled my podcast.
That's what you're going to do, your own podcast?
Yeah, but I'm going to do it tomorrow night instead.
Okay, but you could be really high on your own podcast.
You know what, though? I didn't want to think about going there and doing it. I guess I couldn't really stretch that out.
I'm just going to go appear on a nationally seen TV game show. I'm doing right after this.
Oh, you're doing...
I'm doing At Midnight. I think this will be the second or third time I've done it right after doing this show.
How'd it go for you?
I never lose.
You know? Look at you.
I never win. I mean, I don't win every time. You know how this first, second, and third? Mm-hmm. I've never come in third.
It's hard for me to do. I did it once, and...
Maybe you should get high first.
I don't know if I like to do that at other places. I save that for you.
All right. our friends at Blackout X are back. They were awesome advertisers for a bunch of episodes, and they always brought us these disposable.
And you know what I think about these
pens? You love them.
I do.
I think that's why we got them back as a sponsor, because they heard you were going to be here today, and you really sell the shit out of it.
And they sent me one. They sent me actually more than one, but they didn't send me anything when I talked about it last time. But it was like it's great. It's great. Look at this.
Look at it.
Look at it, you motherfuckers. Let me say it makes you the name right.
It's almost 420.
Blackout X.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, if you're not using Blackout X, go fuck yourself. I'm Todd Glass.
That's one way to sell it. Another way would be to say they're super easy to load.
They are super easy to load.
You just like fucking asshole.
Just like my ex-girlfriend.
These are preloaded. These are the ones we have right now. They're preloaded, so I don't know why I picked up a lighter. Just to illustrate, don't need that. So they're preloaded, and there's this week's offer. If you go to blackoutx.com/Doug, you get three pens for $30.
Do you know why I like them? I'm being told
with free shipping.
I've tried the other ones.
Free shipping, Todd.
Free shipping. Can't get better than that. Free shipping. Now, don't lie, Doug. This is infomercial style. Doug, don't fool people. There's no way they ship it for free.
In this case, we are going to ship them for free. Do you feel how light they are? Costs us nothing.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. They also ship cotton balls for free, I guess. The other ones that say they work, here's what happens. I may pretend this is an... They go like this. You're like, I don't know if I'm getting any. Or I don't know if I'm getting any. And you go, I don't know if I'm getting any. And then I get a migraine.
And you turn into Donald Duck when you're doing it.
Are we allowed to smoke?
Yeah, we actually missed the window. We missed 420, but at least we were talking about it.
Is there any way, since we don't have to hide this, that there's like a clean washcloth around here? Because I'll have a much better show if every so often I can pat myself down a little. I'm sweaty.
Really? You want to watch
it? You wouldn't do that if you were on The Tonight Show. Well, I wouldn't be doing this either.
Right, and you go out there for like 10 minutes or whatever. It's faster. But Blackout X is also...
Wait, I'm not getting smoke out of this now. What did I do wrong?
I don't know.
You got a ton out of yours.
Is it Blackout X? Oh, we already said that. Blackout X is also launching their new swag this week. And if you use the code GETDUG, you can get 50% off of... So that's hats and t-shirts? Is that the new swag? There's the t-shirt, everybody. Very nice. I think when Gabe comes out later, he's got one of their hats on. So use Get Doug for 50% off of shirts and hats and stuff. And on our next show, they're going to have another fun announcement. So tune in.
It's always fun.
Did it work? You got it going?
I did, actually.
Yeah.
Take my time. Here comes my little... washcloth, and I'm going to ask for it. Don't be shy. Get yourself a little camera time, young man.
I got
Hey, your voice sounds familiar. Are you the guy in the announcement? He begged me to do that.
Blackout X.
All right, this is...
I see, Todd, you just texted me.
I know.
A little bit ago. God. Who else is on with us?
I didn't know if
this
it was
is
just
it.
Me and you.
Just me and you, man.
All right, so let me just sit here and...
Yeah, just sit there.
How you been?
Try not to worry about it.
Hey, just chill out,
man. We start with your high history. We've been on the show three times before, so we probably know a lot about your high history already.
Let's not waste any time.
Yeah.
Oh, I signed up to follow. Is this the thing that has
You're
its own...
You're following that on Twitter?
Is it has its own Twitter account, or is it that?
Different ones have accounts, and it's...
Well, the one I follow?
I don't know. I do not give them permission. I do not tell these pipes they could start Twitter accounts. So I don't know what they're up to, but
the one I follow was so nice. After I followed it, it sent me a message. Hey, thanks for following me. So whichever you are, thank you for being so nice.
Yeah, it might have been one that I took off the table.
That's what you got to do. Why waste time?
I'm keeping them guessing. We got new ones. I'm going to show you a new one here in a second. That's pretty cool. This one, of course, is it's been the bane of my existence.
My sister-in-law, because I was talking about marijuana on my show, she said, I don't know if the audience smokes marijuana. I'm like, Meryl, please.
You'd be surprised, though, how many people are watching. Tweet at Todd Glass, at Todd Glass on Twitter, and tell him that you watch the show without smoking pot ever at all. Like, people just watch it anyway.
Oh, I would watch the show anyway. You get a different person. You smoke, like I said, it lets you let your guard down a little. I haven't yet. That's why I'm still prefacing. Takes me around another hit.
But did you know that when Mel Gibson got arrested and he said those things, he was coming from this show? That's what I love about Todd, is there was a second there when he was buying it.
You know, because I put it all together, I'm like, oh, that's why he would have said those things.
Yeah, yeah. This is a different side of Mel. Yeah. Because he got too high and became a racist. But, and sexist, too. Which is, you know.
Did I tell you about this? Because you're going to love this.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, I have to overset it up like I do everything.
All right. I'll be over here.
Okay, sometimes you have a what if, and a what if could be like, what if your dog could talk? You can laugh at it, but it doesn't mean it's ever going to happen, right? This isn't one of those.
He'd be like, don't give me grapes.
Or don't.
Dwarf. Benjamin Dwarf.
Dwarf. I just picture the dog, and his mouth wants to say the word so bad the way you do it. He's like, ugh. And that what you do comes out.
Hey, why do we stop making those animations of clips from the show? What happened there? It's too expensive.
What, are we having a business meeting right in the middle of my show?
The guy in charge, is sitting right there.
Hey, why don't we tomorrow throw out some flyers in the college campuses for my next tour?
What's that? See, that's why I asked him, because he answers.
And it gets it done right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I should do. Yeah. What's going on with the home improvement show? Wait a second. You guys send me more free merch?
You think I'm going to remember this shit after the show? I get things done as I think of them.
And you know what? to truth, I think you're absolutely right. Why should you hold it in? It's like when I wanted this thing, I got it.
That's right.
So anyway,
I think we both ask for what we want, and we don't ask for anything more. Mm-hmm. And when people give us more, we're probably sometimes don't show enough gratitude, because I didn't want it in the first place. Like, you know what I mean? Do you love that bottle of wine you put in your dressing room? No, I don't drink wine. Like, know a little bit about me before you give me this bottle to carry around for the rest.
Can I tell you? Never mind. So I want to get back to this thing really quick. Is that okay with the thing I wanted to tell you?
You used to have a bit about how, like, when you're with somebody and they get upset about something, the way to calm them down is to get more upset about it than they are, because then they see how crazy it is, how upset they are.
Sure, like you're in a relationship and they say, hey, my friends always go skiing without me. They never invite me. Your instincts are to go, well, you know, maybe you don't go every time they stop. Just let them know their love. No, you have to go the other way. You go, that's why you shouldn't talk to them anymore. They are horrible people. If they go skiing without you once, then they are not fucking worth being your friends. And I'm fucking sick and tired of you not thinking you're so special that you put up with that type of shit. And they go, well, they could have just forgot.
Yeah, there's plenty of reasons why. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, someone's going to throw the anchor in. It's like I said, well, it's not like I said, it's like what I'm about to say. if there's usually two people in the car and you're stuck in snow, somebody's going to be the calm one. Very rarely is someone going, oh my God, we're going to get stuck here overnight. The other person, I think you're right. I think it's going to happen sooner than you think. Someone's going to go, relax, calm down. Oh, I'm getting nervous now.
This whole thing up, is because I'm going to be the relaxed one. You're going to be like this.
Right. Just be good, Todd.
That sativa you're smoking, Todd, is called Headband.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's
delicious. But I want to make sense. The thing I said about the dog talking, okay, let me finish. People are like, okay, he's good today, organized chaos. What if you got, this isn't like that, this could happen, now it won't, but if you had the money, and remember that, because it's going to make it funnier, this is doable. You get a seeing eye dog, right? And you eventually give this dog to someone, but you then take it to the people that teach the dog to walk on its hind feet. You give someone a seeing eye dog that walks on its hind feet. Now, you might, if you're not laughing at that,
why
are
they all doing that? Why are they training them all to do that? They'd be much more helpful if it could reach more things.
Thank you. And also, you feel like you. I didn't really listen the first time, and then I made the dog really start listening.
Before, he'd just be on the ground barking at it, jumping up.
Even if
it's no good.
Tight feet, can't lift things. You ever see? They don't just have arms.
No, it could get it.
Put out.
They pick it up with its mouth off of the shelf.
Okay, so there's more to this. And by the way, if I had that seeing eye dog, I would even act like I needed one. I would act like I needed one. And then if someone came up to me and went, this is so uncomfortable to ask, but how did you get him to walk upwards? Like, he's not supposed to, and yell at him. I told
down.
You to stop doing that. Down. The people are like, I didn't know I tattled on the dog. No, thank you. I don't know he does it. And then start maybe like you start like hitting him. No, you wouldn't do that. Anyway.
Dogs that hang out like on their hind legs, because they're usually like begging for food or something, but the ones that can stay on their hind legs, they just stand there for long periods of time. That is freaky as fuck. What are they doing?
I'm not joking around.
They are evolving right before our eyes.
Anybody can teach their dog. We're not me and Doug.
Planet of the Dogs is coming up, you guys.
Write that down. I'm talking to my assistant, just like you. A callback that I had to explain. Not the best one.
The indica that, hang on, just real quick. The indica that I put in this one and cleared successfully.
That's the one I follow.
It's called Earth OG. Earth OG. That's the indica today. Yeah, people like to know, so I like to share that info. And then we go back to looking like just a regular talk show.
No, this is the way I enjoy my coffee, just like in the commercials.
The best part of waking up. Because the rest of my day is going to be fucking horrible. It's just this sip of coffee is the only thing.
The best part of this is somebody. By the way, I'm all right if a commercial exaggerates. I get it. You're trying to sell product. But I feel like I'm serious. Don't fucking do that. No. I can see if it's like making it even like this. Like, hey, I'm really enjoying this. They don't have to make someone. This is like a parody. But that's really the way those commercials are. They're like, and then instead of someone eating a chocolate, they'll be like, Gordella chocolates for the simple pleasures in life. They show someone curled up on the sofa, opening, eating bites. Shut the fuck up. I know I'm actually going into the act a little bit, but it naturally happened because I feel that way for real. It's not just a bit of my act. They show someone biting the chocolate. Shut up. You fucking pop that in your mouth and you want another one. While I'm eating one, I'm opening the next one. I'm not enjoying it that much. It's not that fucking good.
Well, I think it's more of like kind of a life lesson than a commercial, because maybe you should slow down and try to enjoy it more. You know, that might be. You ever like wolf down a meal of like something that's delicious and then you're like, what am I, a fucking dog? Why did I?
You can't make me laugh like that and then go on to something else. What if I think that's funny too, and now I have two things I'm laughing at, and it's overwhelming?
My friends at Chameleon Glass sent me another.
Wow, 2 minutes. See, I'm still know what's going on.
This is a spill-proof handheld water pipe, Todd.
Yes.
Yeah,
and calm down.
Yeah, and you can't, once the water's in there, you can't spill it out, but there's also, it's possible to clean it out and put more water in. It's a miracle.
It is
and,
a miracle.
And check out what it looks like when you hit it.
Oh. I love that. No, I really do. That's like, you know, it's cool looking.
Super fun.
Visual.
You want to try it?
Sure.
All right.
Now, I'm going to tell you now.
If you break it, you buy it. $900. Go.
You know what would be funny to do? I spit on you. You have a party, and it's real, more of a when you're scamming people, and you have people over here. People sort of do this in real life. They trick you to come over their house, and then they're selling shit.
Then they're Amway salesmen.
Yeah, you do that with this, but you have like some grease on it. You're like, oh, here you go. If you bring then everybody
they
drops
grease
it.
Up.
Like, oh, they feel bad. Yeah. You grease it up.
We're on carpeting here, so that
Jesus
wouldn't work.
Jesus Christ,
but
I think I just either dropped
something.
That's pretty smart. Okay, I have one more thing, and I think it's worth to go back to.
Okay.
the same dog that you could teach. What if you took a police dog? You know how you can, rich people have like German shepherds that are trained, they roam their yard at night. You teach one of those to walk on its hind feet. Picture, okay, you think it's scary coming at you if you break into the house, coming up like this, like a regular dog? Picture it. Don't just hear the words come out of my mouth. Picture it, because this shit could happen if you had the money. You get an attack dog, you teach it to walk on its hind feet. What would you fucking do if you saw a German shepherd coming at you? Hind feet. Walking on its hind feet. That's scarier than a person.
What do they do with the, I forget what they do with their arms. Are they just sort of like this?
No. Unfortunately, they're like...
Their arms.
It's not that tough because they are going like this. So it's like...
What do they do with their
macho.
Top legs?
They try to beef it up a little. No, a German shepherd, I don't know what they do with their legs while they're walking. In the circus, I picture them doing like this, like I said before.
Yeah, and dogs that are like begging or whatever, that's sort of their pose.
Yeah, and they're like... Anyway...
We're going to look that up on the internet and then come back and enjoy some more hits out of these amazing pipes.
Wow, good fun.
Our Blackout X pens.
Blackout X.
And don't forget, $30 for three of them with what, Todd?
With free shipping.
Free shipping.
It's free shipping.
We'll be right back.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash.
They just sort of put their paws out there because being back down on the ground is going to happen at some point.
I have an idea.
They're ready for it.
Okay, so you teach the German Shepherd to walk on his hind feet. You put boxing gloves on them, so it looks like at least he's sparring. I don't know. Folks, I'm trying to come up with all the answers.
Then it would just be a kangaroo.
That's
if you
true.
Put boxing gloves on him.
Well, then get a kangaroo.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's a better solution than teaching a dog to walk on its hind legs. 1,922 people watching you right now, Todd. Getting high in front of their devices. We got people sending in Twitter questions. Somebody wants to know what the frog on the table is. So this is somebody that hasn't watched the show before because the guests often ask. When you have a joint that's down to like a roach and it's going to burn your fingers, you put it in his little mouth.
And you pinch it?
And then you toot, toot. And then while you're doing it, everyone, it's fun to watch what looks like a tiny frog smoking a joint.
I couldn't argue with you more.
While a grown man sucks on the back of his head. What's your question?
Well, I don't want to seem disrespectful. I'm sure they are having fun. Like when they see the person smoking it, what if that was your entertainment for the night for everybody?
Shmooly Goldfish asked that question.
Shmooly Goldfish. How could you not? Whoever says that name is a great person. That's so much fun to say. Hey, did you hear Shmooly Goldfish really liked my last tweet?
Someone called @ Tokes.
That was a compliment.
@ Tokes and Pokes wants to know, would you or @ Todd Glass, smoke weed with an alien?
If it's going to happen, yeah, I wouldn't turn it down.
Now, are we talking?
Do you guys have a new show you want to tell me about?
From outer space or illegal immigrant? Could you follow up and let us know?
I knew it, Doug. Here's the guy who goes off. He's way off it, but no one knows how to tell him. I knew it on the way here. I thought, these son of a bitches are going to pitch a show, a spinoff of this show. And where Todd gets high with aliens. Yes, I'll do it. People are like, I thought that was funnier than I thought it was. At least I caught myself.
Doug's Bong on Twitter.
There you go.
I don't know which one. Oh, maybe this one. We haven't done this one yet, Todd. Hitman Glass.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. There's a Blackout X has been. The great thing about the Blackout X is that if there is a problem, you just open the end and shimmy it around and
I don't want to do all
maybe
that.
Put some more stuff in there. But that's why they're disposable, Todd. They're for you and me. Oh, this on the 1400 hit, it's not really hitting.
Right.
You're done.
And how many hits did they say it is?
300. I said 1400 because I'm a salesman.
No, can I tell you something? That's the way I looked at it. I'm sure they really do believe it's 300, but I said to someone, here's what I said. I went even lower. If it's 75, it's still unfucking believable.
You know what? If it's 69, that's just fun to talk
about.
And
shove it in. And you know it's probably somewhere around, well, it's 300 if that's what they say it is. But I'm saying no matter what it is,
fucking
awesome.
Todd, they said you can hit it as many times as you want while watching the movie 300. but Doug's Bong just gave you a nice encouraging message, Todd. Hope you hit me hard tonight. So that's never right. Domestic violence is bad.
Yeah, you know, for some
don't
reason...
Don't do it. Have you seen those ads where they're saying, let's stop domestic violence?
Oh, is that a thing? I didn't even know it was unpopular.
They're really trying to stop it. They're really trying to stop it, and I'm, like, sitting at home by myself going, you know what? I'm going to not be any of these women that are not in my life. I'm going to be the... I'm taking the first step. Then what do you do after that? Call up all your buddies. Hey, do you hate your wife? Listen. I just saw an ad on TV... That made me want to tell you to stop doing that. If you do that.
Yeah, the people that...
You seem like a nice guy, but...
You can't talk to people.
Quit hitting your wife.
Right, right. The person that's doing that wouldn't be able to ration someone telling him not to do it because he'd get defensive. I don't know.
Everybody... I guess awareness is very important.
Of course it is, but this is not a serious show.
It is now.
I mean... I love talking about this
stuff. It's a serious bore.
No, it isn't.
No, we're having a blast. We're having a blast. Just keep telling ourselves that.
Can I tell you? I am having...
If you say it three times, it happens.
I'm going to tell you something right now. This is better. And I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it, and I'm being very serious. This is better than real life, and I'll tell you why. The thing with most shows, if I can talk about the show within the show, which is what I like to do, they always go, how are they going to capture what comedians do when we're hanging out? Everyone's trying to capture that. So you would think, this gets pretty close. No, it's better. Because when we're hanging out, we don't have to put our cell phones away. So this is better than real life. Because you get to do this and then give 100% to it. No cell phones. So this is even better than when we're not doing it. So you asked me if I'm having a good time. All going back to answering your question.
You're totally right, Todd.
You fucking bet I'm having a good time.
You're totally right,
Todd. Why wouldn't I?
You're completely right about the phone thing. Yeah. People with their fucking phones.
The fact is, it was worse. I didn't even mind he was on it. Because I thought, well, he might be looking at something. I don't care. Yeah, he's not on his phone all the time. I go, wait a second. That's when all the hilarity ensued.
On my podcast, I have games in my phone. And that's how I access my, the material. And so I'll be... pulling it up, and then my friends, comedians, the first thing they'll say is, why are you on the phone?
Well, I think once they're here at once, it's okay. But if they ask a second time, don't have them back on. They're annoying.
How can I go back and cancel your third and fourth appearances?
Well, did I?
I'm not afraid to throw you out. That'd be a fun thing to do to a guest. David Cross did a comical walkout, but then he came back.
Okay.
He committed pretty hard. He went all the way out the door, but then he came back, and I was disappointed he came back. I think it would have been really funny to just walk out 10 minutes in, just leave me sitting there.
would have been so
funny.
I'm so tempted.
Well, you could go right now. I'd be fine.
But I
got some amazing pot topics to talk about.
What time is it?
It's time to get a new fence. I've got 4:43 Pacific Standard Time.
4:40 How did that become a thing? It's time to get a new fence, or is that not a thing?
Well, you know what time it is when an elephant sits on your fence?
Yes, I do. Time to get a new fence.
I can't not answer the question with time to get a new fence, even though nobody's heard the elephant part. It's like I have the same problem with my wife. I hear the words, my wife. I just go, my wife! life, no matter what. Like, I don't think about it. I just do it. Don't you have something like that where you just have an answer for something?
Look, my wife. Comes out,
like, when somebody says to me somebody's getting married, I always say, to what? You know, just like, you know, what are they getting married to? You know, like, you got to have some of those, I think.
I have.
Don't you call those like life funds or something like that? Don't you have a thing about things in life that are make life better and fun because they're little, but they please you so much?
Absolutely. And there's one that I can't think of what it is right now, but you'll know that I know. It's weird that I can't think of what it is because maybe
I'm going to change the title of the show to Bad with Examples, because me and the guest are like, get on an idea and then they can't even. If I could remember it. But let's do some pot topics.
Let me just say this about it.
I do whatever. Pot topic.
Oh. I guess that's a way to get me to show.
Wow,
up.
Yeah. Play that every time Todd interrupts me. Stay on topic. Pot topic.
There we go.
But you could say what you were going to say.
No, it
was funny that it cut you off, though.
I think I should tell you something, though.
Please.
I think I live in fear, but it's better to admit it than not admit it. First, I thought, don't admit it. To some people that would say, you know, like, that I interrupt a lot, most people overwhelmingly are like, hey, you're having fun. But then a few people, I read it, and then that always makes me think, but maybe good. Maybe I'm doing it to annoy you now. Maybe I know what I'm doing.
I'm grateful that more of the comments are nice than mean. But the mean ones are hard to shake.
And it's disrespectful to the overwhelming amount of people, like over 95% that are positive, believe it or not. Like, that's how positive it is. That it's all about me. But then you let that small few. I want to let you know this. You do not have a chokehold on me. Proof of it is how much I'm interrupting right now. You will fucking lose. Because I will never stop interrupting. For the people that like it, they're getting what they want. But you motherfuckers, this is what you've done because I'm interrupting more now. You write me one fucking email. I don't care if you think it. Write an email.
Let's
look
do some
what
hot
he
topics.
Lets happen next time. He's inviting me back. You get it, you dumb
hot
fuck?
Topics.
I don't care if it's five people out there. Go fuck yourself. Go drink
hot
yourself
topics.
Into a stupor. You're not going to take the favorite thing that I like to do in the world and get
hot
high
topic.
And fuck it up for me. Doug, hot topics. Thank you. You were right. Your instincts were right. It deserved a round of applause. And fuck all these others for not joining in instantly. I turn it over to you.
Did you hear about the New York Times?
No.
They shut it down. No. newspapers are out. live internet programs in spacements are in. No, the New York Times took out a big, you know, they wrote an op-ed or whatever, arguing that, you know, they should just legalize marijuana flat out and just stop messing around.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I love when people write those articles or do an editorial and somebody, maybe a little bit of a naysayer, will go, yeah, they're a bit, they're a pot smoker. You know, I love when they're not, because it gives that much more validity. We go, no, it's... I don't smoke pot. This is not a childish thing. This is what's right and wrong. It's not about someone that, I'm going to work all this to get. No, this is someone that never smokes, but they go, I can still see it for its foolishness, even though I don't, you know, I would fight if people couldn't get bottled water, even if I didn't like bottled water. I ruined it at the end, but I had a good point, and anybody that likes me knows. I know what he just said. And the next one, proving I can move on.
Just say next pot topic, and then the girls sing pot topics.
Next pot topics.
Pot topic.
Oh, they're here.
I'm still on the first one. The White House fired back on this thing that the New York Times said, and they wrote back that marijuana should still remain illegal because it's associated with public health concerns. Whatever that means. Yeah. And then, of course, New York Times said the White House is hypocritical to oppose legalizing marijuana, which poses far less risk to consumers and society than alcohol.
You know, even a friend of mine, I hate to say pro-cop things because one person got mad at me about it, but a friend of mine that's very
honest. A lot of cops are cool.
You know what? I do believe that I don't mind defending cops as long as I say there's also a lot of fucking bullies. And they know it on the force, and other good cops know it, and they have to start ratting them out, because there are a lot of bully dick fucking cops, and no one hates them more than the good cops. So the good cops don't mind what I'm saying, but you got to rat out
why don't they just team up and do a good cop bad cop like in the movies? Why do they have to? Why can't they get along and just do the routine? So the New York Times.
I think it would work with a really bad cop. Hey, listen, throw a gun in. Hey, don't do that, Charlie.
Have you seen the Lego movie?
I haven't. I don't see a lot of movies, as you know.
Yeah, but I think you'd like the Lego movie. I think it's got your attention span's perfect for it, because you can just watch a few minutes of it.
Oh, I like that. That's why I like Family Guy.
And this is, yeah, exactly. It's like Family Guy, but with Legos. And
oh, I love it. I'm going to go see it.
Liam Neeson plays a good cop, bad cop. He's one Lego, and his head spins around. One side's mean, and one side's happy. And and the mean one sounds exactly like Liam Neeson, but then the friendly one is like, hey, buddy. But it's still Liam Neeson doing the voice. All right, pot topic number two. Or did you have more to say about the last one?
I was going to say, yeah, so a friend of mine that I consider to be a really good cop, you know, obviously off the record, but no one knows who the fuck he is. He said, I rarely deal with pot problems with marijuana. He goes, and why would I lie about that? He goes, I get it, and I wouldn't say it on record, but some of my cop friends, the shit they say, I'm like, really? But he goes, yeah, I never deal with it. He goes, yes, I have, but it's what you think it is. Some people go, is it real? Yeah. He goes, yeah, you don't really deal with it. He goes, and even though he says they don't think people should drive on it because it is the same as liquor, and he's a little stern there, he still goes, but even at that, I still overwhelmingly don't deal with it, even pulling people over. It's always liquor. It's always liquor.
Yeah.
So it's like,
no, people that are high are like, the number one thing on their mind is not getting pulled over while they're high. People who are drunk are what the hell's on their mind? You know, they're just whatever.
I like to get coked up and jump on a trampoline.
I'd do the trampoline part.
I'm kidding. I don't do coke. I mean, I don't have anything against it. I'm always afraid that people that do coke will think I'm mad at them. Oh, no, it's just not for me. Coke, do all the coke you want. I love it. I love that you do it. I wish I could do it.
It's nice to have a buddy that's up all night and irritating. In case I was getting tired, want to go to bed. I don't want somebody that's going to insist on that not happening. So the New York Times also published some interesting scientific facts about marijuana use versus other drugs. Only 9% of marijuana users become dependent. 9%. I mean, that's still probably, I think, a little high, but 32% of tobacco users are dependent. 23% of heroin are dependent. 17% who use cocaine. And 15% of alcohol. And the DEA still denies there's any difference between the health effects of marijuana versus any other drug. They're like really holding marijuana out on its own.
You know what thing. I think? And I think you would agree with me. There's obviously people that smoke pot to watch the show. There's people that don't, but don't have anything against pot. They just, no, I don't smoke it. But and then there's probably some voyeuristic people, and this is who I'm talking to right now, that watch the show and they're against pot, but they still watch it in some weird way. Even if it's 5% of your audience, I think it's fun to address.
No way.
I think
no way it's 5%.
You think it's more?
No. Tiny, tiny, tiny.
Oh, 1%, whatever.
Point
it is,
something.
You know they're there, though? And I think when you read these stats, I don't care if it's one person it's worth addressing. When they hear you read these stats, I bet they think this. I bet I can get into their head. They make this up. Like, no, this is like, I guarantee that's what they think. Because how could you not change your view listening to the facts? You're just holding on to, they make this up.
This one's kind of crazy. Last September, they did a study somewhere that found that the antioxidants in cannabis may actually protect the brain from damage caused by alcohol. I mean, I said, let's say that on the show, because if that's true, that's like a dream come true for me, because I drink too much. And
that could be good.
And my brain has been protected this whole time because I also smoke too much.
Yeah, because you show up to all your clubs on time.
I do. I Fight Club, I'm there every night at midnight. The United Club at the airport, I go in there when I'm about to go on a flight.
The comedy clubs.
It's time to watch a magic trick. Yeah, it's game time.
I'm going to get a little bit higher for this.
Sounds good, Todd.
Thank you.
tug you.
Yeah, go ahead. Take a hit, but pay attention. Pay attention. Shut up. Okay, let him get his head.
I've got a prediction here, Doug. Can you just put your hand on top of that?
I thought this would take a while. I was right.
Hopefully it won't. Todd, all right. Tell me when to stop anytime.
Stop.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay, take a look at that card. I'll show it to the camera. Got it?
Let me see.
I don't get to see it? Oh, okay.
I have a hard time remembering these things.
Oh, okay, I got it.
All right, watch, Todd. This is easy. I'm just going to snap my fingers. Now, Doug, you can help me.
Sure.
Just if you see Todd's card, or Todd, if you see your card, tell me when to stop.
Shit. You want to give us some sort of like maybe 2 minute warning?
Do you really?
Should we have seen it already?
You don't?
I haven't seen it yet, but the first few cards I was not focused yet.
All right. See it anywhere
I
there?
I forgot that I had to look.
It shouldn't be there. That's.
It's not there. Oh, okay. It's not there.
I made a prediction.
It's not there.
Todd, I made a prediction.
I know. That's
he gave
I'm
me
so
this
happy.
Before he did all of that. You saw the card, right?
Yes.
You saw
yes.
the ten of spades, right?
Yes.
What?
Look
in the card box.
What card box?
This card box that's sitting right here. Who could have brought this by?
Shut the fuck up!
We'll be right back.
That's like a treat.
That's not all you were doing outside.
You know, I think you tricked me. You tricked me. This is so embarrassing for you. Now, I don't know if I should admit it.
I'll tell you this. A friend of mine.
Oh, you will tell me this.
Of mine,
you don't want the
a
truth.
A friend of mine
out.
Was like you. He was a comic, and he'd always get real stoned.
Okay, Norm.
It's legal.
I almost don't want to admit this because it makes him look so bad.
But he made
me smoke pot, America. This is the truth. I don't believe in God, but my truth. Outside, he goes, come on, you'll smoke. I'm like, if you want me to smoke, I'll smoke. I didn't plan on it because I get chatty. I had a bad experience with getting dog with high. We cross-promote.
I meant a cigarette.
You didn't.
I meant the vapor.
No, you
didn't.
Other than they gave me pot by accident.
I don't know.
Run! 2,127 peoples.
Yeah.
Peepers.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, that's 4,250. A lot of tweets are coming in asking about your tattoos, Todd.
You know what? I'm very proud that...
That's your answer? We're both starting bits and then just giving up on them.
No. Somebody, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I did it on Preston and Steve in Philadelphia.
Sure.
And it's Tat Tuesdays, but for me it was Tat Thursdays. And the guys came in and they did it on the air. They live streamed it. So I just saw the design. I said, do it. Then people go, oh, what's that? You know, what is that? So I had a lie I was doing for a while. Honestly, I would be like, oh, well, my dad died, but he was a designer and I found this old thing. And they're like, oh, really? And I'm like, no. And I go, I found out on the internet the night before. And that's so soulless, you know? So I got paranoid. I had to have it mean something. So I was going to start putting initials on here of people I like. So I started with Mr. Rogers just because as an adult, I understand, obviously, he was brilliant. Then I think I'm going to do Doug Benson next.
No, you're not.
Now watch. I have followed through. Watch it. Just, you know, to add Doug Benson. And then I'm also going to put one other person. I don't know who yet. But so in the next show, I'll be able to reveal that I actually did it.
There's actually three people out there that have my name tattooed on there or my face. I've seen three tattoos.
If you were a true fan, what you would do is you would get your whole face tattooed like Doug's face.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, the person that really loves him would do that.
Extreme.
You mentioned Philly, right?
But you should do it.
You're going to be there Thanksgiving week.
I got to sell it a little
at
harder.
Helium.
Picture showing up to Doug's events with his face tattooed. You'd be the guy. This could be your key to like, seriously, no bullshit. Everyone would know who the fuck you were. Doug's face tattooed on your face, and then you wear even a wig that looks exactly like his. Show up to these events. You'll be the star. Let people take pictures with you for $5. I'm sure Doug will allow it. You should do this.
You're also going to be at the Up Comedy Club in Chicago.
I am so excited to go there.
November 20 and 22.
Yeah, I've only
what
heard
are you doing on the 21st?
Great things about that club, and I'm very excited. I'm there with Whittemore Thomas. It's like,
really?
To be true.
All right.
Yeah, and one other person who is also great, and I forget their name, but they're fucking great. You know who you are. You're listening to this.
Here, read my plugs real quick while I do it.
Sure.
Take a hit.
Doug will also be at the Pittsburgh. I'm not a great reader, so let me point that out right now. At the Pittsburgh, at the Pittsburgh Improv this week. And then, and then it'll be at the Houston Improv Monday. And Liquid Laughs in Boise.
Yeah, you played that place? It used to be a Funny Bone.
I haven't. It sounds fun, though.
Mm-hmm. Idaho, Sunday, August 17th.
Here's something you could do
420.
Fun.
All my dates are DouglasMovies.com. We gotta go. We gotta go.
Yeah, really?
Is it fast?
No, I want to go longer.
Okay.
Let's go longer. What do you mean we have to go? Why is there such a hard...
Give me back my show! Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything. But yeah, you could... What were you talking about?
No, nothing.
That's why I brought the magic trick in early, because I thought I'm going to bring this show in on time. If we get the magic trick before the break.
It was great.
Really good, right?
Oh, yes.
It's right, there's the Ten of Spades still on the floor. Of course, that's the death card.
I like the way he walks away.
Choice.
Every time I enjoy that moment in the show. There's a walk of arrogance when he walks away, the comedic arrogance, like, yeah, go, there's something's going to fucking happen. Watch. Okay, I'm already done, but I'm going to be walking that way. Well, you two numbnuts over there are going to discover how fucking great I am. Oh, is it going to happen in about 30 seconds? We'll see. And he just walks away. And then all of a sudden we're like, shut the fuck up. He's like, like I thought.
Todd Glass, thanks for watching. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Visit blackoutx.com/Doug for your special offer.